Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now and live.
It's Wrestling 2020 predictions time. We are going to cast our gaze into the future and make incorrect assumptions about what's going to transpire over the next 365 days. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Lou Cohen.
We're going to go through not only our predictions for 2020, also your predictions for 2020. Thank you to everyone who got in touch with us via Twitter and on Facebook. And we're going to be looking back at the predictions made this time last year in 2019 about what could happen.
It's about as good as my Wrestle League score at yeah. The moment. Not very good.
So let's dive into our 2020 predictions.
We don't know what each other's predictions are, by the way.
So tell me your first prediction.
Obviously, CM Punk goes to AEW.
Oh. Now, if you're new to this show, we're not playing this safe. We're not just picking, oh, I think that Sami Zayn will have a match at some point in the year. It's got to be very specific or very wild and wacky.
You can't say The Revival are going to AEW. That's too easy.
Yeah.
CM Punk, here's my argument. I still, in my core belief, think he is the voice of the voiceless. He's anti-authority. He's anti-corporation. WWE made his life hell when he left. Termination papers on his wedding day. A court case that not only cost him his second MMA fight because it was the same week of, oh, isn't that a coincidence, also cost him his real-life friendship with Colt Cabana. Awful situation. And now he's working for WWE, but not working for WWE. He's working for Fox. There is nothing in his contract
that we know of.
Yeah. But I would expect nothing in his contract as a freelance periodic contributor to stop him appearing for AEW from out of nowhere. I think, and I'm hoping, because I would love to see him back in WWE, but really that would go back on so much of what he stands for. I hope this is a long con where he puts himself back in WWE. Vince is even like, oh yeah, you want to come back? You want to come back into the family? Triple H is like, yeah, maybe we can have that Mania match. And Punk's like, I'd love to fight you at Mania trips. Have a couple of weeks of that. And then, boom, on Dynamite. He's there for AEW.
I think there is more chance of Ryan Satin providing color commentary for Dark than there is CM Punk joining AEW. But it's a wild and wacky prediction, and I like it, man. I like it. I'm also on the AEW bandwagon for my first prediction. AEW Dark moves to television on the Turner Network Collective. WWE, in response, start a second NXT show to run against it.
Not 205 Live.
Oh, well, that's absolutely not. No,
that's gone.
They start a second NXT show to run against it.
NXT UK?
Could be NXT UK. Yeah, absolutely. Could be. They finally moved that to the USA Network.
Yeah.
specifically the hour that AEW Dark airs.
Mm. That's a good one. I think Dark going to TV is part of the long game of their strategy.
Yeah, I think so.
I've also got another AEW one.
Please tell me.
AEW. And this is a pessimistic one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it going out of business. They've got enough money to lose loads of money for like 2-3 years.
And a lot of people predicted that AEW would be out of business. Like that was like one of the big predictions, the big trends I saw.
It's wild and wacky. Hopefully people are making that prediction with that in mind.
I think it's on Facebook. That's a mean place.
I think AEW will move time slots on TNT because the ratings continue to decline. And TNT might go, oh man, maybe going up against NXT isn't the best idea. And the smart thing to do would be to move it to a night where you're not really fighting for the same audience.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? And I don't think that's too out of the question, to be honest, of them moving nights. Impact move nights all the time because of various different viewing patterns. Yeah, I mean, it depends on whether it falls below that 500 threshold. Because that's really, that's their mark, really, isn't it? It's what TNT wanted, minimum 500,000 viewers. So because the fact that they have, at least at the time of this recording, always stayed above that, then TNT have been very happy. But as soon as you go below that and you stay there consistently, that's when.
That was their baseline figure to begin with. Yeah. I think in the network executives' hopes, it would increase.
It would grow. Yeah, no, you know, you're right. I actually have got a WWE one for a change. I'm going very specific here. Roman Reigns ends the night of WrestleMania. So it's the main event as the Blue Universal Champion after winning the Royal Rumble and being the first man to conquer the Fiend and pin him on pay-per-view. And the night ends with the big fireworks and Roman Reigns holding the belt. Burdum! Burdum! And it's the coronation that they've done 6 times over. But this time it will stick.
Do you think he'll hold the title aloft in one hand and the Fiend's mask in the other?
Oh, and he unmasks the Fiend. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe this is going to be like he kills off the Fiend character.
Oh, that's such an accumulator bet. Because he wins the Royal Rumble, wins WrestleMania. It's in the main event of WrestleMania. He's facing the Fiend. It's very specific.
Very specific.
It's the Dark timeline, though.
Yeah. I might be on the money, and then it's the opening match. And then my prediction is wrong.
I've got a different timeline to propose to you, though.
Is it a Dark timeline?
It's a broken timeline.
Oh.
The broken universe makes its full-on return and gets a hell of a push, even if it doesn't connect with mainstream viewers, on AEW Dynamite.
Wow. Wow. I mean, the Hardy Boys are like, I mean, Matt's effectively said he's going.
In February,
yeah, that's when his contract is up. Jeff's also up. He's his more in the summer, though, because of injuries. It's been artificially extended. So, yeah, it's certainly not out of the realms.
History with the Bucks. Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, finally finish up that storyline. I'm going to go with AEW and New Japan announce a partnership, thus ending New Japan's relationship with Ring of Honor.
That's a good prediction. I didn't even think of that. It's the right move.
Yeah, for New Japan it certainly is.
And AEW.
No, yeah, you're right.
You get to have a card rover, Jay White, Naito.
Takahashi.
Will Ospreay.
Oh, my boy Will. You're right. And Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we're going to get the AEW New Japan partnership deal. That ties into another one that I've got. So do you mind if I do my next one?
Go ahead.
Which is at some point, oh no, it's not at some point, specifically, Brody Lee will win the United States Championship at Dominion.
Ooh, bit of the New Japan.
Yeah.
So Brody Lee, of course, Luke Harper.
Yes, the former Luke Harper.
Yeah.
He's going to debut. He's going to have a couple of matches in New Japan. He'll win the United States Championship at Dominion.
That's a good shout. Yeah, I think that's the belt for him. It's only like Americans and Canadians and Australians have won it.
Yeah, non-Japanese wrestlers have won it. Yeah,
our former colonies.
Yeah, former colonies.
It's our colonies. Yeah.
So hit me with two.
All right, Mike. So you've done all yours.
No, I've got one more.
Huh? What? Oh, because I went first.
Yeah.
Well, two of mine are linked. So shall I do two and then you do your final one?
Okay.
So this is definitely where my interest lies at the moment. I'm loving the streaming wars. Mm. If you're not familiar with this, it's Disney Plus have a streaming service. Apple have a streaming service now. Netflix now has a lot of competition. I'm sure Google's around the corner. Amazon Prime Video, that they've got a streaming service as well.
My wife suddenly realized that this was a thing when she saw the adverts for that TV show that's on Apple with Jennifer Aniston and
Steve Carell
and Reese Witherspoon. And she was like, oh my God, I really want to watch that show. And I was like, it's on Apple streaming service. And she's like, does that mean, have we got that?
Yeah.
I was like, no, we'll have to pay extra to watch it. She's like, what? But we already pay for loads of streaming services. And I'm like, this is what they want.
You have just illustrated my point that WWE Network was a risky move and it revolutionized how wrestling fans consume pay-per-views. Pay-per-views aren't really a thing anymore. Well, for AEW it is. But WWE's model is all based around that recurring gym membership. There's an argument that maybe you don't have to put as much effort in then because it's not people actively buying. They set it up once and then it kind of ticks over. But that was during a time when they only really had Netflix. That Netflix weren't even that big back then. We're talking 2012, yeah. 2013.
That was their big thing. It's like Netflix, but cheaper.
And that's, you know, it pains me to say that Vince is occasionally ahead of his time. And in this instance, he was. But 6 years later, the rest of the world have caught up with him. And it's Apple. It's Disney. It's
Facebook.
Amazon. They're the biggest companies in the world. When I saw Star Wars, all of the adverts in front of it were advertising those streaming services.
Yeah.
Like we are in a streaming war. It's fascinating stuff. Which means people's money is going to be stretched. WWE programming hasn't been great. NXT is now available on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a network exclusive anymore. 205 Live looks like it's going to disappear. So I say the network is going to dip under 1 million paid subscribers.
Oh.
Which, interestingly, is their break-even point.
Yeah, because like when they first launched it, their prediction was, we're going to launch with 2 million subscribers. And they launched with 600,000. And it took them a long time to get over that 1 million mark. And then it grew to like 1.5, 1.6.
So the biggest it ever was, I looked into the numbers, was 2018 WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
And that was just under 2 million paid. Just over 2 million with all the sort of free trial stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, the free trial stuff really doesn't count for anything. It's just a number to fluff subscriber figures. Now, Q3, which is the most recent available data, for the first time in a while, it dipped under 1.5 million paid to 1.47 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I think increased streaming competition and the rise of AEW is going to bring that number down more to the extent where the network no longer makes money.
Wow. I like that. I mean, I don't like it because it's bad for, you know, for the wrestling world, but it's a good, bold prediction, mate.
And I'm going to tie that in with something else.
Please do. Oh, mate. I'm excited.
These streaming services are on the lookout for IP. You're really only going to have a few. You're going to have Disney, you're going to have Apple, and you're going to have Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three biggies. Like, I'm not even including Netflix in that anymore. I think they're going to be, you know, they're really going to slip off.
There's only so many terrible Christmas movies that you can make.
And Disney are going to win the content side of things. And that's why I think a streaming service, I'd say Disney, are going to buy the WWE Network. Not WWE. They're going to buy the WWE Network, and that will live inside the ESPN bracket of Disney Plus.
Wow. That, you know what? Yeah, you might not be out of the realms there.
Vince McMahon might need some XFL money. Maybe part of the XFL to get it on Disney Plus and ESPN is to chuck in WWE Network too.
Yeah.
Those are my predictions.
Well, here's my final one. I know he said that he's retired now. I think Batista is going to step back into the ring in 2020 and tag with Dana Brooke for a mixed tag match at SummerSlam.
Oh, no!
Against Charlotte and Andrade.
Oh, God. Why are you doing this? I feel like you just saying this out loud is making it closer to happening. You've already done this with Reigns and The Fiend.
I think WWE will finally jump on the Batista-Dana Brooke thing way too late, which is why I went for SummerSlam. And yeah, I think it'll be a... And I was like, who could it be against? Ah, Charlotte and Andrade.
You've made me physically ill.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, let's hope that these can change your mind, because these are now your predictions.
I'm looking forward to these.
These were the ones that were submitted to us on Twitter. We'll get to your Facebook ones shortly. So this one comes in from Superkick Marty, who says, Jordan Devlin competes for a main roster world title.
In 2020?
In 2020.
Try NXT title.
NXT UK.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully he gets a lot more, because he's fantastic.
Abnahav says, Sting versus Undertaker at a Saudi Arabia show.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Tom Griff says NXT to outsell the main roster over SummerSlam weekend so that draw more people to watch the takeover show.
Where is SummerSlam?
I don't know where it is next year.
Because if it was in like a Canada, I could see that sort of thing happen.
It was in Canada last year.
Yeah, maybe in New York. I would say that's probably more outlandish than Devlin winning a main roster title.
Oh, wait, we've got some more to go. Adam Pearson, our boy Adam Pearson, AEW goes into debt.
Huh. I mean, they might already be in debt. So, I don't know. Need more information.
H. Davies, Jim Cornette invades AEW and has a handicap match against the Bucks, Kenny Omega, Orange Cassidy and Marco Stunt.
I love that. Yeah. But it should just be Cassidy and Stunt.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that as well, yeah. Dan, Wally to go. Dustin Rhodes wins the AEW World Championship.
No.
Fighter Gamer.
I like it. Though.
Fighter Gamer Ross. Dakota Kai will be revealed as Bayley's long-lost sister.
I could see that happening too, yeah.
Lewis, Riddle will get a main roster match against Goldberg, but is forced to job and then asks for his release.
Whoa.
That's good.
Because it started off generic, but then you made it really specific and big.
I like that a lot, Lewis. That's great. Jobber JJ, AEW Championship will change hands at the UK show.
Ooh. I like the sound of that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Joel says, the Inner Circle will turn on Chris Jericho and he'll turn babyface in the process.
I think the money is in Jericho losing the title as a heel. Like, that's what it's all building up to. And then later on, when, you know, then he can turn face through some other means.
On that note as well, Bala Figs UK says, Adam Cole gets kicked out of the Undisputed Era.
Oh, that hurts me.
Aaron, I like this one. Matt Hardy will appear on WWE, Impact, Ring of Honor, and AEW in the same year.
Don't think he's going back to Impact. Not the way he left things.
No. Hey, it's different management now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sort of. Hmm. Is this Sausage? Maybe Sausage Yacht?
Sausage.
We're going to get Tyson Fury versus Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez.
And versus Conor McGregor.
David Skinman says, Montez Ford breaks away from the Street Profits and wins the US title on the start of a massive push.
Oh, yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
That was a prediction I had in our first year of doing this, was that the Street Profits would get called up, the team would be split up before the year is out, and Montez Ford would be pushed as a singles guy.
Aren't all our predictions in perpetuity?
So
no, that's still in play.
Still in play. Right, over on Facebook, Brian says, Brock Lesnar shows up on NXT to put over new up-and-coming talent and gets a short run with the North American title.
Hopefully winning it in a match he isn't even in.
Ryan, after Tessa wins the Impact Championship, WWE decides to follow suit by having Shayna Baszler win the NXT Championship.
Oh, I don't think they'd do that. But that's a fun one.
Yeah. Kevin says, Adam Cole wins the Universal Championship, baby.
In 2020? I mean, he's obviously Trips his guy, and Seth Rollins won it.
Mm. Josh says, Keith Lee wins the Royal Rumble, beats Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, then stays undefeated for all of 2020.
That is the one I want to happen more than anything.
Well, you're certainly not
more than Punk to AEW.
Well, I was going
to
say, you're not going to like Chris's one. Chris Hilton, CM Punk returns to WWE and is a huge bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all know that's what will happen.
We had a lot of submissions, but a lot of them were like Vince hands it over to Triple H, Vince steps down. A lot of Facebook ones were talking about people dying, so there was a lot of meanness over on the Blue Brand. A lot of people suggesting that Disney will buy WWE.
Oh, I kind of had that.
Yeah.
But it was Disney would buy the network, not the whole company.
Yeah, no, people were specifically about buying the company. Right, well,
I think I had that last year.
I was going to say, let's look at what you had last year. So that was a nice little segue. Last year, you had Conor McGregor will be set up for a match at WrestleMania 36.
Could still happen. He could still turn up in like February.
Yeah, but you said it was going to happen in 2019.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey will turn heel and form the Four Horsewomen stable.
Halfway
there.
The rest of the Horsewomen coalesced.
Yep. AEW's weekly show will debut on Tuesday night in October. You see, you were one day out. Vince McMahon will sell WWE. And Shawn Michaels will wrestle one more time.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Did he take a bump?
No,
he just appears around all the NXT stuff.
Yeah, he was with the NXT invasion.
Yeah, that counts.
I had WWE Network will commission films and TV shows like Netflix.
Nothing like that's happened.
They would do like WWE films would start making stuff specifically for the network. Bianca Belair will win the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
That was bold. You made that a month out from the Rumble you're talking about.
Yeah,
bold.
Survivor Series will be built around SmackDown finally beating Raw.
It would have been.
I know, but it was NXT. Damn you, NXT.
AEW.
AEW. More than five WWE contracted wrestlers will go to AEW.
So
John Moxley, Chris Jericho. That's one. Jericho can't have that one. Goldust, Sean Spears,
mm-hmm.
Arn Anderson, Dean Malenko.
They weren't
is
wrestlers.
Five.
They're backstage agents.
Dasher.
Yeah, again, talent, not a wrestler. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a half win.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. You should have said, yeah, WWE talent.
Personnel. Yeah. I didn't see that they were going to fire Arn Anderson. Mm-hmm. And lastly, my prediction was that Roman Reigns will wrestle one match in 2019 and it will be at a Saudi show. Because that was always the leukemia. I didn't think he was going to come back so early.
Leukemia. And he said that even before that happened, he wouldn't have wrestled at 2018's Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
So that was a bold prediction. And it freaking happened.
Yeah, he did wrestle.
He captained Team Hogan.
That's right, he did,
against
yeah.
Against Team Flair. You win.
Oh, thanks.
Well done, man.
Well, let's look at some of your other predictions. These came from last year. Zay Guild said AJ Styles will be the first AEW champion.
Oh.
Velveteen Dream will debut at WrestleMania.
No.
Geek Chic said Sonya Deville will be a big name by the end of the year. DC Commish says Conor McGregor will wrestle and win at least one match in 2019.
I'm there with you.
Dogma predicted the Velveteen Dream will get called up, thrown into a tag team with Tyler Breeze. And they become Velveteen Breeze, get a short run with the tag titles before exclusively used in backstage skits.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful. But so, so good. It's such a good prediction.
James Fisher, Kurt Hawkins' losing streak comes to an end with him winning the Royal Rumble and beating Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Oh, that was a bit ambitious.
Chris, Kenny Omega debuts at the Royal Rumble.
I mean, I'm still going to run with that story in the news in January.
Yeah. Wrestle Photo UK, ROH loses its relationship with New Japan due to the growth of AEW.
Well, still in play.
And we've got one here that is basically on the money. Villainess Havoc, Raw versus NXT. Which
yeah,
we did get.
We got that.
Yeah.
Well done, Villainess Havoc.
Well done indeed. Hey, Train.
Long-running pledge hammer.
Hate Train says McIntyre will win the Universal title, Almas will win the WWE title, and they will both have the champions match at Survivor Series, similar to their TakeOver match.
That's nice, but unfortunately not.
Sachin Hulme thought Finn Balor will walk out of WWE like Neville.
Ooh, well, you know, I don't think he's ever going to go. He's like a lifer, isn't he? But he did get a big, he sort of left the main roster, I suppose.
Downtown Decon said Roman Reigns will be a surprise win for the Royal Rumble in 2019.
Mm. That'd have been a speedy comeback.
Mark Faraslin said Elias breaks into the mainstream, releases another album, wins Money in the Bank, and cashes in successfully by the end of the year. Nope.
It's a better world.
Yeah. Z4 Spade says Vince McMahon announces on an episode of Monday Night Raw that he's leaving to do the XFL and announces Triple H and Stephanie McMahon the new right-hand guys, or the new leaders, essentially.
Well, it seems like Paul Heyman and Bruce Pritchard
are the
go-to people now.
Devin Four thought Matt Riddle will get fast-tracked to the main event, main roster and become a main eventer. Gallows and Anderson will leave WWE for AEW. This was actually another prediction a lot of people thought for this year, which is Suzuki Goon will become Sabre Goon.
Yeah.
And this one was quite close. Ty Dillinger will jump ship to New Japan.
What?
And have a career similar to Juice Robinson's.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout.
I like to see as Cameron predicted that R-Truth and Carmella will have a marriage in the main event of SummerSlam.
That's fun.
Crazy Boy, Jay White wins the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Well played.
Well played.
That happened like a month after you must have sent that in.
The Revival and Gallanderson leave for AEW was their other prediction.
Ah.
Fallen John thought that Brock re-signs with WWE and holds on to the championship until Mania 2020. Because of Survivor Series this year will be WWE versus NXT. It will be League of Legends.
There's a few bits there. Yeah,
a few bits there. Ben predicted that Lars Sullivan will beat Brock Lesnar in 3 minutes at WrestleMania. Cult of LFC predicted by the end of 2019, Ronda Rousey will have left WWE.
Yeah. I mean, that's not so out there because there was the Ric Flair interview, there were the reports that she was walking away for a while after Mania.
Automatic Matt predicted that R-Truth and Carmella will pull an Eric Young and ODB and win the women's tag titles.
That would have been fun.
And that was actually before the tag titles had been announced, because that was announced in February.
No, the women's tag titles were announced on the Christmas episode.
Was it? I thought it was this year.
I swear, Vince McMahon.
No, because Otis was there.
You keep going.
Well, Mr. Dude predicted that Aleister Black will debut after WrestleMania and pick up a mid-card title.
So close.
Small Afro Games, Jaron Walker predicted that John Cena will become a 17-time world champion. And Lainey predicted the Pac will win the Battle of Los Angeles 2019.
That would have been great. On December 24th, Christmas Eve.
Ah, December 24th.
WWE Chairman Vince McMahon officially announced that a new Women's Tag Team Championship would be introduced in 2019. Championship belts were unveiled on January 14th.
In fairness, though, we would have recorded our prediction show before that date.
Yeah. I think it was being rumored. Weren't there, like, there title was, designs being leaked?
A couple of others. We had Sheamus will win the world championship. That was from Owen. Miz will win the Rumble. That was from Bobby. I like this one from Adam. Kurt Hawkins will enter the Rumble at number one and is the 29th man eliminated.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
From Finn, this was over on Facebook. Johnny Gargano will get called up to Raw, which he technically did.
For a hot second.
For a hot second. But he also predicts that he'll become Intercontinental Champion before the year is over.
I mean, that should have happened.
John predicted that Adam Cole will win the WWE Championship after the Undisputed Era interferes, and that will be at SummerSlam 2019. Ted predicted that Matt Riddle will defeat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam to become Universal Champion.
That'd be cool.
Jimmy Chapman predicted that by December 5th, 2019, the current champions will be Seth Rollins, WWE Champion, Drew McIntyre, Universal Champion, New Day as the Raw Tag Champs, The Bar as the SmackDown Tag Champs, Elias the Intercontinental Champion, Johnny Gargano United States Champion, Charlotte Flair Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey SmackDown Women's Champion.
Excellent work. Nailed it.
Nailed it. So that was our... That was our predictions for this year, and we've just recapped the ones we did in 2019, where you all did very, very well. I think people did better than you. I think some people were like on the money with some of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not everyone.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
I wonder what the percentage is. I think we're looking at like a 2% success rate here.
Hey, man, that's better than Jungle Boy.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly right.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.